Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got to get Marte more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Marte.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Marte Show starts right now.
The state of our union is strong.
Sorry, I got so excited about the show today. I was like, I got 5,000 things. What's up? This is the Marte Show.
My name
is Marte. Okay, she's still talking. That was a debacle. That was a cluster so far already. Let's start over.
The state of our union is strong.
Man, I turned to my wife yesterday and I said, this is so funny because Donald Trump has people chanting USA. He had the Democrats in their straitjackets chanting USA and jumping around and applauding him. And I said to my wife, I go, this is exactly what it's like. This is exactly what it's like when you go to a Donald Trump campaign rally. And then lo and behold, today I get an email announcing that Donald Trump is having a campaign rally in El Paso, Texas on February the 11th, which is just a few days before the Democrats are supposed to pass legislation that will be hopefully a bipartisan resolution to fund the border wall and keep us all safe from getting killed. Anyway, that's what the speech yesterday. Look, we got open mics. I could just go through and play the open mics one after another because, I mean, there's just so many of them. Everybody asking questions about Donald Trump and what he said. Everyone had a favorite part of the speech. Everyone had questions about Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, and how she was acting and what she was doing. And it was kind of bizarro. And, you know, people were like, that was the most fun part for me to watch was the Pelosi Chronicles and why she was reading the speech along. Like, I think they gave her a large print edition of the speech so that she could follow along, without stuttering or stumbling or anything like that.
In Nancy's defense, I don't think she was talking under her breath. I think she was trying to keep her dentures from falling out of her mouth.
Yeah, a lot of people said she was mumbling to herself. It looked like she was chewing cud. You know, we saw a lot of that. I don't think she was, you know, people were like, she's going to chew her teeth or her tongue off. Here's one.
I got sick of seeing Pelosi chewing her cud all night long.
Yeah, that's for our rural listeners. There's a photo I put on our Facebook page. Somebody sent me, and it was one of our listeners said, this is how I watched the State of the Union address. And they had a blanket thrown over like the far right third of their TV. So you saw Mike Pence, Donald Trump, and then the blanket. And I guess whatever you have to do, but from the beginning to the end, it was just such a rousing speech. It was so well written. It laid out strategy. It laid out agenda. It was positive. It was thrilling at some point. It cut to the chase, man. And it definitely called out the Democrats, for things that Donald Trump thought were a waste of time, politically partisan, and really just plain stupid. And we'll play all, here's some of the, this was, of course, a lot of people's favorite part of the speech, and it was Nancy Pelosi's least favorite.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
Which, man, she had to feign excitement like I've never seen anybody feign excitement before, but she did. She did, and for whatever reason, or somehow, she was able to get through it. Also, he came up to the podium and he just started. He came up real quick with what is like an incredibly positive look at our country and the direction that he wants it to take.
We meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential as we begin a new Congress. I stand here ready to work with you to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans.
Yeah, historic breakthroughs. But that's if the new Congress works together.
Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now, gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
And that got a big round of applause from both sides, which I thought was shocking because the Democrats, I thought, liked being split down party lines. They liked having all of the political gridlock. That was, you know, that's what they go in there and they try to create every single day of their lives. And Donald Trump kept saying, look, there is nothing, no matter what our differences, no matter how many things we disagree on, no matter how difficult it is to get legislation passed, no matter what we face, we can and always will win because we're America.
America saved freedom, transformed science, redefined the middle class. And when you get down to it, there's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America. And Donald Trump knows that that's something that we've got to keep going. We've got to keep that competition strong. We've got to keep that competitive spirit strong. And we've got to keep ourselves focused on what's going to be best for the country. And that's when one of my favorite lines came out of the entire night. He led with it, and it was something that he did not want to waste a lot of time on, but also wanted to make sure it was very clear.
We must choose between greatness or gridlock, results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness.
Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness. He's talking directly to every single person in that chamber. All of them, the men, the women, the Republican, the Democrats, the ones wearing suits and ties, the ones wearing their straitjackets, the ones who campaigned on impeachment, the ones who got in there and said, we're going to impeach this mother father, and everybody, he's talking to them and saying, look, we could choose vengeance, we could choose victory, we could choose hatred, we could try to be friends. But whatever you do, I urge you to choose greatness. And then he said this.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Ridiculous partisan investigations. Or RPIs, as I like to call it. Star 1045 is our number if you've got a cell phone. Or you can buzz us at 855-765-1045. We got a ton of open mics we got to get to. There's more of the speech. He talked about the crisis at the border. He set it up for what I imagine is going to be a huge presidential announcement regarding, national emergency measures, shall we say. He talked about, he took a shot at the politicians who put up gates and walls around their houses. And he took one huge just jab to the face, just popped Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with what I think is one of the best lines of any speech any president has ever given. And we'll play that for you here in just a minute. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. What did you think of the State of the Union? What was your favorite part? What resonated with you? It's the Mark Kay Show. Your call is coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I think that was Trump's best speech. He went in there, said what needed to be said, and just nailed it. Absolutely great.
A lot of positive feedback coming on Donald Trump's speech. In fact, I want to play for you this. We have a couple people online that want to talk about it, too. 855-765-1045. I want to play you two clips. One of them is, this is after the speech. Let's start with the CBS poll. This is a CBS Evening Instant Poll. Instant poll, meaning if people were watching the speech, they were done, they polled them, and this is what they said about it. Listen to this. Listen to these poll results from the president's State of the Union speech yesterday.
Yes, News instant poll here following the president's State of the Union. 76% of speech watchers said they approved of what they heard. 72% said they approved of the president's ideas for immigration.
Okay, 76% of people who watched the speech approved of the speech, and 72% 72 said that they approved of Donald Trump's immigration plan. Let me play it again, just so you know I'm not...
Yes, News instant poll here following the president's State of the Union. 76% of speech watchers said they approved of what they heard. 72% said they approved of the president's ideas for immigration.
Nobody gets 76% approval on anything these days, especially not Donald Trump. Now, but that's not even the most amazing thing. With CNN, they did an instant poll themselves, and as much as it pained them to, they had to report on the findings. Now, of course, they skew it, and they explain that speech watchers are all Republicans. That's basically how they're going to skew this. And you'll hear it. I'm going to play this unedited. This is directly from CNN following the president's speech last night.
This is our first look at a brand new instant poll, but it is among speech watchers. So I just want to stress here.
I'd like to stress that this is a great poll and we're trying to figure out how the hell this happened. That's the translation.
That for a State of the Union address, the president's partisans, his supporters, tend to turn out to watch the speech. This is true of a president of either party.
Okay, that is true, but not to the extent where it's skewed 72%. That is true that if the Republicans are in office, you'll have more people who voted for Donald Trump watch the speech. You'll have more people who voted for Donald Trump taking in every word. You'll have more people that voted for Donald Trump reacting positively. But that's not to say that only Republicans watch the speech. That is a fallacy, and that's something that's not going to fly.
So tonight, we saw a heavily Republican-skewed audience turn out to watch the president's speech. But look at this, a very positive reaction from those who watched the speech tonight. 59% very positive, 17% somewhat positive, 23% negative.
Okay, so these are the same exact numbers because the CBS poll was just a positive or negative reaction. They had 76%. Here you have very positive and somewhat positive, 59 and 17. So when you add 59 and 17, 69 plus 7, 76. It's the exact same poll result. Oh, I guess I could have just taken the 23 and subtracted from 100. You know what, math, like I said, common core. But that's basically the same result. CBS instant poll, 76% positive among people who watched the speech. CNN, 76% positive among people who watched the speech. And while they try to wash it away by saying there was a majority of speech watchers who were Republican, no way there was a 76% majority. If you take all the speech watchers, all the people who watched Donald Trump's speech last night, the State of the Union, there's no way that 76% of all those people are Republican. That is not happening. And on top of all that, not most Republicans, but a large portion of Republicans don't like Donald Trump. So even if you had a heavily weighted viewership for the State of the Union address, and it swayed Republican, you've got a positive reaction from both Democrats and also from Trump hating Republicans. I mean, this is a shocker. But wait, there's more. Listen to they go back and compare. Listen to this.
I want you to see that very positive number, how that compares to Donald Trump's performances in the last couple of years when he's given a speech to a joint session of Congress like this. You'll see that he was, again, tonight at 59%. He was down at 48% very positive a year ago.
Okay, so last year, he was at 48% when he gave the speech. And then in 2017, he addressed a joint session of Congress.
Back when he first started the job and he addressed the Congress, he was at 57%. So he's back up. This is a speech-watching audience that was more receptive this year than last year to what...
Listen to that. This is why the Democrats hate themselves. This is why the Democrats are petrified. And this is why, not the BS about the government shutdown, not the BS about we've got to get our people back to work, not the BS about it would be inappropriate, or not the BS about I don't feel safe, I don't feel like the Department of Homeland Security can adequately protect all the members. This is why Nancy Pelosi did not want Donald Trump to give the State of the Union. She didn't want him to give it on January 29th. She really didn't want him to give it yesterday. She never wants Donald Trump to talk because Donald Trump gave a speech last night where he highlighted the importance of immigration and how we have an immigration crisis on our hands. And here's what we have to do about it. And he said all these partisan politics and the politics of revenge and these ridiculous investigations that you've got coming after me, they're all stupid. And the majority of the people watching agreed with him. And because he gave that speech last night, Donald Trump is at 59%. That is the highest he's ever been after any speech. And that's why Nancy Pelosi tried to silence him. That's the single solitary reason. And now they're screwed. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Your phone call's coming up. Your open mic messages. Whatever you want to say about the speech. Do you like it? Hate it? You agree? Disagree? Give me a buzz. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5. WOKV.
Got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
That is one of Donald Trump's amazingly patriotic and positive lines from the State of the Union. And that's something that really resonates with people. A lot of the open mic messages we're getting are from folks that are saying it's so nice to hear such words of positivity and optimism, because that's something that for 8 years we didn't have. You know, it was with Donald Trump, you have America first. With Barack Obama, you had blame America first. And that this is something different, and it's coming through and it's resonating. And that's why you had such a positive reaction, as we just played you from those CNN and CBS polls. This is the Markay Show, by the way, 855-765-1045. The open mic messages we've been receiving today, I mean, I could literally just play. We have 2 hours worth of open mic messages easily.
Trump delivered what you would refer to as a flawless victory last night.
Yeah, and they just continued.
I'd like to congratulate President Trump on an outstanding State of the Union address last night.
He may not be the most polished president as people would like, but the man is doing the job he is supposed to be doing.
Markay, that was the most historic State of the Union address that I've ever heard.
Markay, I love your show, and last night Trump's speech was the best speech ever.
And it resonated over and over and over again. Of course, if you're a Republican, you felt that way. If you're a Democrat, you probably hated it. In fact, Jamie Dupree sent me an email after the speech, and he said, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I was walking out of the Capitol building an hour after the speech, and there was one Republican lawmaker and a Democratic lawmaker. And the Republican lawmaker said to the Democratic lawmaker, that was the best speech I've ever heard. And the Democrat looked at him and said, are you kidding? That was the worst speech I've ever heard. So it all depends on which side of the aisle you were sitting on. But Donald Trump, he did not pull any punches. He attacked his attackers head on.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Ridiculous partisan investigations, of which we are in the midst of one.
If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
And you heard the boos, you heard the moans. The Democrats, they're fighting back too, man. They're sitting there. They were sitting on their hands for most of the speech. There were a couple times that they jumped up, and Donald Trump actually had his haters out of their seats, and they were clapping and they were cheering, and they were dancing around. They were dancing around, and they were chanting USA. And I don't think they realized that for a minute there that they were at a Donald Trump State of the Union address, their least favorite event in the entire world. 855-765-1045. Doc, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing, Doc?
Oh, Markay, to show you that you are right about Trump's amazing speech, you just took the thunder right out of my mouth. Democrats, they came prepared to sit on their white hats, but they were shouting USA, standing and shouting. But those two stories that I remember, Mark K, is about Ms. Johnson, who, like the 1994 crime bill, basically gave her a life sentence.
Yeah.
And how that story and the family that was murdered. I mean, this was the most amazing speech ever. And one of my liberal friends, he couldn't even speak anything negative. He tried, but I said, my man, that was the most amazing speech ever. And especially one thing he said that just really topped it, too. He said the babies born and unborn, are created in God's image. Amazing. Thank you, Mark K.
Hey, Doc, thanks so much for listening, man. Thanks for calling in, too. He did, and we talked about this yesterday. Was he going to take a swipe at Virginia Governor Northam? Was he going to take a swipe at the politics in New York State that now allows for those super late-term abortions? And he actually said he's pushing the Congress to pass a federal law banning that kind of medical practice. And that did not get here's I was on Twitter pretty much most of the speech. And when that moment happened, when he said, I want to push Congress, I want to push the Senate and the House of Representatives to come up with a federal law banning late term abortions in the last trimester, you know, the kinds of laws that they're passing in New York and the kinds of laws that they want to pass in Virginia. You saw all the Republicans jump up and down and start screaming and yelling, yay. And all the women who were in their white straitjackets just sat there scowling. And I'm not really understanding why that is. I'm sure I don't want to get into a huge abortion debate because I really want to talk about immigration, which Donald Trump, hit pretty hard on late in the speech. But it was just shocking to me what you can really learn. Here's what you can learn. You can learn a lot about a party, and you can learn a lot about their belief systems when you see which parts of the speech they reacted most negatively toward. And when Donald Trump talked about protecting life and babies being born in God's image, and when he talked about, the unborn Americans, when he talked about the respect for life, that's when they hated him the most. When he talked about, there was one line he gave at the very end that I thought Bernie Sanders was going to explode into flames. I really thought he was going to spontaneously combust right there in the chamber because it was directly targeted at him. It was a dig right at him, and it got a huge reaction from not just Republicans, but a lot of Democrats. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. First, we got to talk about Donald Trump going after the border, because we knew it was the number one item on his list. We knew that he was going to attack the border and tee up the ball. So that when the Democrats come back with no border wall money, when the Democrats come back on the 15th and say we're not paying a dime for any kind of wall along the southern border, Donald Trump has to be prepared to take the action that he wants to take, that he knows he has to take, that his supporters, that the people that voted for him told him, we're putting you in office to do this one thing. And this is the moment he took to set the stage for that to happen. Let me hit the button here and you can hear it. Hold on. What is going on here? We're having massive computer difficulties today.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis.
Yeah, the crisis at the border. And he gave shout outs. You know, this is really interesting, too. He gave shout outs to an interesting group of individuals who get forgotten in all of this, but who I personally humbly believe, because I'm a member of this group, are the most affected by illegal immigration.
Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways.
I appreciate the shout out, man. That makes me feel good. I'm going to get a T-shirt that says Legal Immigrants, Enhance America. I also thought that'd be a great band name, Legal Immigrant. Anyway, but he sat there and he took swings at all the lawmakers who were sitting in that chamber who are hypocritical when it comes to borders and walls and security.
Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards.
And he was directing that not just at probably 90% of the people in that room, but also the one woman sitting behind him scowling the entire time, reading along on her large print edition of the speech. 855-765-1045. If you had a particular part of the speech where you were just like, wow. If you had a particular part of the speech where that made you just LOL. If you had a particular part of the speech where you thought, damn, that guy is good. Give me a buzz. 855-765-1045. Now, Donald Trump and his campaign have already done something based on the reaction to this speech that I think is genius and I think sets the tone for the next 2 years of his presidency. 855-765-1045. And it's not surprising at all. It's genius, but it shouldn't be surprising at all. This is the Mark K Show. More of your phone calls coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville turns first for breaking news. News 104.5 WOKV.
I think that was Trump's best speech. He went in there, said what needed to be said, and he just nailed it. Absolutely great.
I think he did great. Go Trump.
The man known as Trump puts his money where his mouth is.
You do know he don't write those speeches. He's not that smart, Mark.
You know, nobody writes their own speeches. They have speeches. He's too busy running a country to write a speech. But that doesn't matter. The words, Barack Obama didn't write his speeches either. Nobody sits back. No president sit back and write 30-page speeches like that. But it doesn't matter because the sentiment was his. The agenda was his. And the thoughts were pro-American. It was really nice to hear. It was really nice to hear positivity. It was really nice to hear a message of unity, which I think a lot of people. And the one thing about Donald Trump that's really interesting is he can attack his detractors and call for unity at the very same time. He has, I mean, so no matter what you think of the guy, the charisma, when he walked up to the podium and he handed Nancy Pelosi, who, let's face it, he knows despises her. Despises him. She hates Donald Trump and everything he stands for. She's as much as said it. When her Democratic caucus members call him the horrible words and say we're going to impeach this guy and they use profanity at staff meetings and it goes viral, she doesn't smack their hands back and say you owe him an apology. That's inappropriate behavior. She's all about it. She despises Donald Trump, but he walks up there, smiles, shakes her hand, hands her the speech, welcomes her in, and the whole thing. There's a lot of charisma, and that's why he's able to attack his detractors while also calling for unity at the same time. And not everyone can do that. Not everyone can do that at all. This is Jim on the north side. Jim, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. My favorite part of the speech was when Trump was talking about there will be no socialism in the United States.
Yeah.
And they put the camera on Bernie Sanders. His face was red as fire. Trump must have really got to him.
Yeah, I'm going to play that here. That is, to me, one of the most... I mean, that line will probably be quoted throughout history the way some of the other lines from some of the other famous political speeches have been. And it's a simple line, and it's a simple sentiment. And it's almost shocking that it has to be included, that a president has to remind everybody sitting in that chamber about that. But it's really poignant. And Bernie Sanders had a horrible reaction to it, which was great for them. I mean, whenever Bernie Sanders is unhappy, the rest of us should be thrilled. Also, there was one moment early on when the camera cut to Bernie Sanders. I swear to God, he was sniffing a magic marker. I don't know if anyone else caught that. I tried to go back and find it, and I wanted to take a screen cap of it, but they just cut randomly to Bernie Sanders, and he was like, that smells good. This is the only way I'm going to get through this. And I thought, whatever. Tracy from the, the hippies. Tracy from the beaches, how are you? Tracy, you there? Tracy? Tracy peaced out. She's at the beach. She probably went for a dip or something like that. But the speech in and of itself, even though Donald Trump didn't write it himself, even though he has a staff that works around the clock to make sure that these things are done on time. And keep in mind, he didn't know when the speech was going to be delivered. They had to go in. This is a speech that was given on a short term. This speech was supposed to be delivered in January under totally different circumstances. This was a speech that was supposed to be given or was planning to be given during a government shutdown. So a complete rewrite, if not multiple rewrites, went into this. And it still came out as one of the most glowing and positive speeches about this country how this country is, what it is, and what it needs to be going forward.
The state of our union is strong.
I have to go back in the archives, and by archives I mean Google it, but I don't remember another time ever in any State of the Union address where the crowd, which is made up of lawmakers, started chanting USA in the middle of the State of the Union. I know for a fact it never happened during Barack Obama's tenure. I'm pretty sure it didn't happen during George Bush's. I'd have to go back. But to hear those chants, which I would like to point out, let me play this for you because I have this clip here. This is from the State of the Union last night. This is from the Donald Trump rally at the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena in 2017. USA, 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 USA. Trump walked into the House chamber. He walked into Nancy Pelosi's stadium, the place that she controls, the place that he had to be invited into. She had to tell him, you can come here tonight. You're welcome to come. I'm going to get everybody together. All the Congress people, the ones who are on Donald Trump's side and the ones who adamantly oppose him. All the Congresswomen dressed in their straitjackets who want to do nothing more than see Donald Trump impeached. All of the Supreme Court justices, many of whom have openly disagreed with the president of the United States. They all sat there in that chamber with the world watching as Donald Trump turned the State of the Union address into a campaign rally.
USA! 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 USA!
I mean, that's the true genius of this whole thing. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. Mark my words, the 2020 election kicked off last night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. More of your phone calls. What did you love about that speech? What was the best part? And the most poignant line in any American speech given last night by President Trump himself. We'll get to that here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Y'all got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Somebody watching on Facebook. By the way, thank you to all of our people streaming live on Facebook. If you want to go ahead and share this, we'd love that, man, because a lot of people want to comment on the speech, both good and bad. If you're watching on Twitch or Periscope, anyway, we love it. But we had somebody comment on Facebook. I miss seeing Corinne Brown at the State of the Union address. Do you think she's watching in prison? And somebody else wrote, no, there's lights out at 9 o'clock. Everybody back to yourself. Well, like a lot of positive reaction, though, to Donald Trump's speech last night coming through on our phone lines, 855-765-1045, and on our open mic messages.
Trump played those Democrats like a fiddle. First, he got the women's suffrage people standing up cheering about unemployment, female unemployment, how many females are in Congress cheering for the girl who had cancer, and then he bashed their beloved abortion.
And he brings up a lot of great points. Donald Trump had some of his biggest detractors, Congresswoman Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who really just looked, I mean, she kind of looked annoyed the whole time. But a lot of those women who were dressed in white, they got up and they danced around at things that Donald Trump has accomplished, like highest female employment rates. And let's be honest, Donald Trump is also the reason why there are more female congresswomen than any other time in history, because most of them ran on an anti-Trump platform in their districts. So that, I mean, there's a lot, everything that they were celebrating, they may have thought that they were pulling one over on him, but really, it was incredible to see so many people who hate a guy cheering at his own speech. And the chance of USA, that's what this other guy pointed out.
That was a strategic State of the Union address.
Strategic.
And all I can say is, USA, USA, USA.
He had Democrats, who most of whom are not happy with the way the United States is and want to totally overhaul it, chanting USA in the House chamber at a speech that Donald Trump was giving. I mean, how does that even happen? It is truly a remarkable thing. I thought for sure before the end of the night, they were just going to all be wearing red MAGA hats. I thought that was the next thing. After they were cheering and yelling and chanting USA, I go, where are the MAGA hats? They've got to be, you know how like when Ellen brings out sandwiches for everybody, or Oprah would bring out things for people to sample. I thought there would be these pages walking around handing hats out, but then you know what? There's always next year.
President Trump was singing in the shower this morning. How you like me now? To all them Dems.
How you like me now?
That's great. I just played that because I like the song. Any chance I have to play Toby Keith on this show, I'm gonna take it. 855-765-1045. Donald Trump, a big win. The polls on CNN and CBS both have him at 76% positive reaction by people who watched the speech last night. What was your most positive reaction? Philip in Jacksonville. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. What'd you want to say, buddy?
Well, last night I recorded the speech. Loved it. 22-year Marine. It's about time we had a pro-American president. And when he was talking about employment, right after he mentioned the handicapped, disabled people, employment being up, I swear, and I've looked at this three or four times, Nancy Pelosi said, bull crap.
Oh, I didn't catch that. You went back and you watched it. You thought she said bull crap.
I've watched it like three or four times, and I swear that's what it looks like she said.
I'll be honest with you. I'm just shocked that her hearing was good enough for her to hear what was going on because you know, she's of an advanced age herself. This is Pastor Jenkins on the West Side. Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. How are you?
Great. Is Pastor your first name or your occupation?
No. That's my occupation.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm an ex-Marine. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I'm an ex-Marine, African-American pastor, and I want to say this. Tell folks to stop getting upset about saying, let's make America great again. Tell them that's old. He has done that. He's making America greater than. The African-American community need to thank God of how he released that woman who was on a lifetime sentence, and she'd served 20 years, okay? That kind of legislation was done by the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
That woman is now free. Her family is happy. That African-American man who was serving a life sentence also, but because of his good conduct and he has turned his life around, this man can now get out of prison and come and do some positive things for his family and other people in the community. This man has done some things and continuing to do some things with one hand tied behind his back, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of all the stuff going on. This man has made America greater than. And I'm looking forward to God blessing him even greater.
Wow. Pastor Jenkins, hey, thanks so much for calling, Pastor Jenkins. We really appreciate that. And that's I didn't pull those parts of the speech, but I did make some great Kim Kardashian jokes when he was mentioning that whole thing. Look, Donald Trump, he flat out said that he's looking to lessen some of the restrictions that have been unfair and unjust for African Americans and have kept them in the prison system or put them in the prison system when they had no business being there. And he's got real examples of this. And Pastor Jenkins, you're absolutely right. This woman, she was in prison for 20 years for dealing a tiny little bit of pot. You know, she was serving this life sentence. He got her out of it. 20 years. I mean, Barack Obama was president for 8 of those 20 years, and she sat there rotting in a prison cell. And it wasn't until this old, rich, white, racist president came along that she got to see the light of day. And that's something I think, thanks to you, Pastor Jenkins, thanks to people like Doc, who's leading the walk away movement, that, you know, and thanks to Kanye West. You're truly seeing a lot of African-American voters who typically just blindly vote Democrat going, why would I do that when Donald Trump's actually doing stuff? 855-765-1045. This is Willie from the South Side. Hey, Willie, how are you?
Hey, buddy, real quick right here.
Yeah.
I have experienced socialism. My family experienced socialism. And if these people here don't want to live in the United States, I have an answer for them. Move to Venezuela. Move to Nicaragua. Experience what socialism is. I guarantee you that in less than 90 days, they will call Mr. Trump and ask him to please get me out of here.
Wow.
I want to come back to the United States because, especially for Cortez, when she started using newspaper as a toilet paper, she's going to say, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's what socialism is. They haven't experienced it. They need to move to a country where socialism is set. So once they experience that, I guarantee you that they will come back to the United States with a different attitude.
Willie, hey, thanks so much for calling. And that's something that was kind of like Donald Trump's final dig in this speech. And well, you know, we'll get to it because a lot of people are commenting. We have a ton of open mic messages about Donald Trump taking a whack at Bernie Sanders, what he said late in the speech, just to kind of sum everything up. A point that I think was the most poignant, the most important, and also the most shocking part of Donald Trump's State of the Union speech. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. By the way, if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and any of the other people that are big fans of socialism do want to go to Venezuela and Nicaragua to experience it, and then they call Donald Trump and say, we'd like to come back now, I hope he cancels their flight the way he did for Nancy Pelosi. 855-765-10. Bernie who? No, tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm at Mar-a-Lago. Tell him to call back. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. More of your phone calls coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
State of the Union I have ever heard. I love Trump. I love that he stands united with pro-life decisions, economy, legal immigration. He did so well. I'm so proud of him. USA.
You know, the other Josh and I were just talking about it, and the other Josh said something very poignant. He said, it's just, you know, I said, great calls today. Everyone's got a lot of emotion. Everyone's so passionate about this speech and about the country going forward. He goes, you know what it is? Everyone's just happy today. And it's true. Everyone listens to that speech and they realize this is the guy in charge of our country. This is a guy who truly loves America, truly loves Americans, has a vision of strength and prosperity for our country, and wants to protect us and makes no bones about it and will stand up to people. And doesn't care about pulling out of the nuclear treaty with Russia. Doesn't care about pulling out of the nuclear treaty with Iran. Doesn't care about upsetting China. Doesn't care about flushing NAFTA down the toilet and renegotiating with Canada and Mexico. Doesn't care about any of that. All he cares about is America and what's best for this country, which is really what you want in a president. And everybody saw that yesterday, and everybody today just seems happy. 855-765-1045. Let's go to the phones and see who we have. This is Jason in St. Augustine. Jason, how are you? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark. Yes, sir. I think I'm doing pretty good today. Yeah, I enjoyed the speech last night, too. It was quite amazing. It was also quite telling. When you were talking about the Democrat women standing up and jumping up and cheering about the employment of all the women over the last year.
Yeah.
The one thing that struck me was the fact that they sat there at first until one of them realized, hey, that was us. We did that. We got some of these jobs. And then when they started doing that, it got all about them. Then they stood up and started cheering and chanting along. They didn't seem to care that the American people, as far as the women, got these jobs. Only when they recognized, hey, we're some of the women that filled those jobs, too, is when they started getting up and dancing and celebrating.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the other thing is, the other thing is, they love celebrating jobs for women because it means that that's more taxes for them. And just wait till those women lose those jobs because they want to raise taxes on them. Hey, thanks so much for the call. This is Chris from the Beaches. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say?
I was just glad that you straightened this out on that they were wearing straight jackets, because I thought they were butcher's uniforms.
It is a little, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it is a little bit of an awkward statement to wear those white pantsuits and things. Butcher's uniforms, it could have been.
I thought it might have been in support of their baby-killing agenda. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she seems like she could be, that'd be like a good mafia nickname for her, like Nancy the Butcher Pelosi. Hey, call up Nancy the Butcher. She'll take care of Donald Trump for you. What do you got? She wants a wall? Nah, there ain't going to be no wall. I got Nancy the Butcher on the phone. She's saying no wall, no money for the wall. No, I'm going to make it an offer he can't refuse. The offer's no friggin' money for the wall. Forget about it. That's only because she has an Italian last name, too, that joke works. If her name was like McGillicuddy, Nancy the Butcher McGillicuddy wouldn't fly. This is Terry. Hey, Terry, how are you? What'd you want to say?
I'm doing just fine. Listen, you know, last night all the women on the Democrat side had white clothes on. Wouldn't you think that looked like the KKK, except it didn't have hoods?
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they were just dressing up like Governor Northam from Virginia. Maybe later on they're all going to go enter a moonwalking contest or whatever it was. Mike in Orange Park. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Mark. Hey, man. I'm still laughing from that mafia thing. All right, listen. I love your show. Next year, I think I'm just going to get tickets to the State of the Union instead of the Super Bowl because Trump just kept getting one touchdown after another. It was awesome.
It was.
Love the guests he brought on. Love the World War II vets. I was really moved, but it was the faces of the Dems that said it all.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like their faces were, oh, crap, maybe I got this all wrong. You know, yeah. It was priceless. I just loved it. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, no problem. Listen, we got to take a quick break, but speaking of the faces of the Dems, let's talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders here in the next break. We're going to take a quick one here, 855-765-1045. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
I've got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Last night, Donald Trump shined brighter than Mark Kaye's head on a warm summer day.
That is bright, man. That really on cold summer's day. Any days, really, my head's shining pretty. This is the Mark Kaye Show. Thanks so much for joining me today. 855-765-1045 or *1045 on your cell phone. You can get through. You leave us an open mic message. Let us know what you thought about the speech last night. A lot of people talking about Donald Trump and the words that he said and just how positive he was. It's a very up speech, really. It was full of, he was basically shining a light on America's potential.
We meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential. As we begin a new Congress, I stand here ready to work with you to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, look, I know that you guys are Democrats. I'm a Republican. Some of these guys are also Republicans. We all got to work together to keep making America great. And then he went in to say, here's how it is great, and here's how we're going to keep it great. And one of the big items on his list was the border. By the way, I appreciate this shout out he gave to me.
Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways.
So next time I get an angry email from the boss, I'm just going to be like, hey, look, Donald Trump said that I enrich society in countless ways. So step off. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. 855-765-1045. Let's go to David in St. Augustine. David, hey, thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. What did you want to say about the speech last night?
I just wondered if anybody else noticed Pelosi's blink rate. I don't know if you remember when we invaded Iraq, Saddam Hussein went on TV and they analyzed the rate of blinking, and they concluded that he blinked so much because he was under stress.
Hmm.
He was blinking like twice a second. If you know, all those facial tics that she had, I think, was an indicator of the amount of stress that she's under. So I wonder if that means she's worried that she's going to lose to Trump on this border wall issue.
Oh, if you think she was stressed last night, wait till this morning. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a Democrat this morning. I mean, I would never want to be, no time of day. But the fact that they're waking up to they didn't even wake up before they went to bed. CBS and CNN had polls out that said 76% of people who watched this speech had a positive or very positive reaction to it. 76%. That means they're losing ground to Donald Trump, not just with Republicans and his base, but also with moderates and also with some Democrats, because 76% of people watching the speech last night were not all Republicans. I would say maybe a majority, maybe 58-60% of people watching the speech were Republicans or, you know, identify as Republicans. A lot of them are moderate. A lot of them are Democrats. And there's a lot of positive reaction from their own side, from their own people, from their own swing voters that they love the speech. And going forward, that's bad news for them. And Donald Trump and his team know it. They're capitalizing on it, too. They're going to the border. Donald Trump said he's sending more troops to the border. Well, guess what? He's also sending himself to the border. And he's got a massive campaign rally set for February 11th in El Paso, Texas, which is basically Mexico. I Googled it. El Paso it's a border town. It's right there. And you're going to have Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and God knows how many of his supporters at a rally chanting USA, 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 and drawing attention once again to the single most important issue we have, which is the crisis at the border. And he's doing it just days before he's urging the Democrats to do something about it.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis.
The border situation. This is John in Baldwin. John, thanks for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
You bet. I'm doing great. Thank you for your show, too, by the way.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Keeps me off the streets.
There you go. Job security. But, no, the speech, it's been a long time since we've had a cheerleader occupied in the White House, you know, cheerleading for our country and our way of life.
Yeah.
And but the most poignant thing to me was the speech afterward, the rebuttal by Stacey Abrams, and how the voters in Georgia dodged a bullet by not getting her in office. And yeah. I don't even understand why it was so close. But I do, because, see, liberalism, and this I'm stealing somebody else's line, but liberalism is a mental disorder. You're not coming to decisions by using facts. You're using emotion. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Oh, look, and you bring up a great point. And by the way, that's a Michael Savage line from his book. And it's okay. I'm sure. I don't think he listens to this show, so we should be fine. We dodged a bullet there. But it's not even liberalism. That's tough for me to say. I don't even want to say it. It's not even liberalism anymore. That's the enemy. It's socialism. And that was one of the things that was the highlight of Donald Trump's speech. It was near the end. It was after he outlined every single task that we as Americans must face. It was after he outlined a plan to face it. It was an outline. It was right after he said, look, there are great people in this room. There are smart people in this room. And we've been tasked with taking America forward and keeping America great. And he delivered a line which was so simple, so straightforward. But it served not just as a battle call, but as a warning. And the fact that any American president in history would ever have to remind anybody who was elected to office in this country of this simple fact just boggles the mind. But I'm insanely glad that he did it.
America will never be a socialist country.
That was 150,000% directed toward Bernie Sanders. And he knew it, and everybody in the entire place knew it. And I believe that with that one line, by branding him a socialist, and by reminding everybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Congressperson, Senator, presidential hopeful, random voter watching on TV, by reminding everybody that the United States of America will never be a socialist country, he sank any chance that Bernie Sanders will ever have of being president of the United States. Granted, slim to none chance anyway, but now it's down to zero. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's next. She's the next one. How many terms will she serve in Congress? Maybe the one. Don't forget, there's a presidential election the same year that she is up for re-election. It's New York, I know, so she'll probably be there for a while. But let's face it, socialism is the enemy. And it's much scarier to tell somebody the United States is becoming a socialist country than it is to tell somebody that they're becoming a liberal country. And liberalism and socialism they're basically the same thing at this point, based on these new people that they're electing, based on the new dogmas and agendas of the party leaders. When you've got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders in the spotlight as the faces of your party, it's a socialist party. And Donald Trump labeled the Democrat. That's it. There's no more Republicans and Democrats. They're dead. There's no more. It's like that Taylor Swift song. Taylor Swift can't come to the phone. Oh, because she's dead. Republicans, Democrats, they're dead. It's capitalists versus socialists. Donald Trump made that clear. And going forward for the next 2 years, you're on one side or the other. You're a capitalist pig or you're a socialist dog. And that's what we're going to be fighting. That's the battle of the next 2 years. That's the battle for the presidency in 2020. That's the battle for America moving forward. 855-765-1045, *1045. Quick break. More coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, it's Mark Kay from the Mark Kay Show. We've got a brand new studio and a brand new phone number. Write this down. 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. If you want to get through to the Mark Kay Show, that's the number you have to use. Yeah, or *1045, you can use that one too. Or you can leave me an open mic message like a lot of people are doing. Here's one that I really, this one says a mouthful.
The media can spread whatever they want to about Donald Trump, but the diversity of your callers today proves that America is loving this president.
Which is a great point. And I mean, look, this is, we're not a scientific poll. We're not a microcosm of anything. We're just, one radio station in Jacksonville, Florida. But we have Doc, who's an African-American guy who listens every single day of the week and sometimes on the weekends when we're just playing repeats. And he calls in and he's leading the walk away movement for black Democrats to walk away from the Democratic Party. Then we had Pastor Jenkins call in from the West Side, also a black pastor, saying Donald Trump, what he's done for African-Americans and what he's done for, criminals who are African-American in this country, what he showcased yesterday. He's done more than any other president, including Barack Obama. We had that dude call in from Nicaragua or from Venezuela and say, look, I lived in a socialist country. It's horrible. It's despicable. And Donald Trump is right. America is or never is and never should be a socialist country. So we do have we still have the old white dudes, but we do have a very diverse audience. And that's one of the reasons I love this show. And that's one of the reasons I love coming in here every single day, except the weekends when we just play the reruns. 855-765-1045. Dwayne from St. Mary's. How are you, Dwayne?
Hi, I'm doing great, Mark. Love your show. I just want to touch on a few things real quick. The white outfits, they may be going to a dance contest. I'm thinking it's probably a Saturday Night Fever reunion. Those are definitely John Travolta.
They did look a little, because they're all pantsuits, too. It's weird. It's like not just it's a white pantsuit.
Love the veterans. The one man, I think he's on Super Beats. He was my favorite. I did see Bernie sniffing on the marker.
Good.
And that crooked tie, I think, may have hypnotized him right off the bat. It was crooked.
Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. The other thing is, and you don't see this, I mean, speak about the happiness and just the positivity. Here's Donald Trump walking into the lion's den. This is Nancy Pelosi's turf. And he gets everybody so up and so excited that one old dude, the veteran that he brought out, it was his, 81st birthday. And everybody stopped, literally, in the chamber to sing him happy birthday. I mean, that's just, people forgot they were at a bipartisan, bickering fest. They forgot that they were at a speech by a guy that they never wanted to be president of the United States and who they are working diligently every single day to keep from being president of the United States, not just for four more years, but for four more days. They want him out now. And he managed to walk in there with a message of unity and hope and strength and perseverance and American greatness and mesmerize everyone to the point where they started singing happy birthday to some 81-year-old dude that none of them knew. I mean, come on. It's incredible. And then my favorite part, of course, was when the old dude yelled out, thank you. And Donald Trump said, by the way, they would never, ever do this for me, which is probably true. Robert from St. John's County. How you doing, Robert?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about you?
Doing great, man. What'd you want to say, sir?
Well, it's so great to have a fighter in the White House for the American people. And it started, I don't know if you noticed it, but it started right out of the blocks last night. Did you see how he snubbed Nancy Pelosi in the beginning? I don't know if you talked about this. He said, they introduced him, and he got up there, and he got ready to give a speech, and he said, Mr. Vice President, my wife, Melania, up top. He went right by her when he's supposed to acknowledge her. And she sat back, and take a look at it if you've taped it. She sat back and looked like she would have stabbed him in the back if she could have. Literally.
Really? I didn't. You know what? I'll go back and take a look at that. I didn't notice that. I would have thought that if that happened, people would have made a much bigger deal. But let me see if I can find it here quickly. Here at the State of the Union. Let me see what we can find. And I had the whole entire thing, but I chopped it up because, I didn't want to play. I mean, we don't have time to play it back. But I'll see if I can find that. Here it is right here. Let's see if that happened. He's coming to the podium. He's smiling. He's looking around. People are clapping. He walks up to the microphone. Here it is. Let's see what happens. Everyone's sitting down. The straitjackets are sitting down.
Madam Speaker.
She said it.
Mr. Vice President.
No, he didn't snub her. He started with her. She just looked like that because I think that's how she always looks. Hey, thanks for the call. TJ from Middleburg, how are you?
Doing fine, man. How are you doing today?
Great, TJ. What'd you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out one of your callers just a few minutes ago was talking about how Nancy Pelosi wanted to, she would stab Trump, but you could tell throughout Trump's speech how she her breathing would get deeper and faster during certain parts of his speech.
Yeah.
And you know, man, our country would be so much better without people like her in it, man. Go Trump. That's all I got to say. Go Trump.
All right, man. Hey, listen, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it. That seems to be the sentiment of a lot of people, not just today on the phones and on the open mic messages, but a lot of people who were there yesterday, too. Because Donald Trump from the get-go, as soon as he mentioned the state of, there's always that one line, the state of the union is dot, dot, dot. And hopefully it's followed with a positive word. And then the chant started. And that was something that was totally unexpected. But I feel now we probably should have expected.
The state of our union is strong.
And Donald Trump and his team are capitalizing on it. Like we mentioned, there's a rally now that is scheduled on the 11th, on February 11th, which is next week, in El Paso, right on the border. And that is just 4 short days before the Democrats are supposed to huddle together and propose and pass legislation that will keep our border safe. All right. That's it, man. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thanks for all your open mic messages. We'll be back tomorrow with some What the Bleep. And I promise you, Stacey Abrams' speech will be included in that. Stay tuned for the news and Rush Limbaugh. It's coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.